In our previous shiur, we discussed the machlokes of Rashi and Rambam about the statement in our Mishnah, "Kol ha'ois melacha u'melachta miskayemes b'Shabbos." How to understand that statement? Rashi's understanding, as we read the words of Rashi in the Mishnah, were what you did has to be considered an act of binyan, that people consider this a final act of binyan. Whereas the Ritva, and as we quoted the Sharat Sion from the Mishnah Berurah, saying that that's also the opinion of the Rambam, hold that even if you do something, even if you do something that will only be last for the duration of Shabbos, that is enough that it should be considered. That is enough that it should be considered a Maisa Binyan. And actually, this question of a binyan l'shah, if something that's only built for temporary use, is it considered a binyan or not, is a question that is already discussed in the Yerushalmi. It's actually discussed in the Yerushalmi twice. Once it's discussed in the Yerushalmi in Perek Klal Gadol, Halacha Beis, there's a very long halacha beis in Perek Klal Gadol, but at the end of that halacha, the Yerushalmi discusses it. And the Yerushalmi also discusses it here at the beginning of Perek Habayim. And to read the words of the Yerushalmi, Ma binyan hoy b'mishkan? Asked the Yerushalmi. What type of binyan was there in the Mishkan? Says the Yerushalmi, Shayinoist and Kroshim al Gabe Adonim. They put the Kroshim into the Adonim. Asked the Yerushalmi for Loyla Shahisa, but wasn't that temporary? We know that the Mishkan was always on the move. Says Rabbi Yossi, Mekivin Shayinoisim, Choynevinoisim al Piadibur. Since all the travel that Klai Yisrael did in the Midbar was al Piadibur, Kemishil Oilam. The fact that it was done al Piadibur gives it the status of Binyan La'olam. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbe Bun, but Rabbi Yossi b'Bun disagrees, and he says, "Mekivin shevtichan Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemachnison la'aretz." Since they knew that they're ultimately going to enter Eretz Yisrael, k'mashu l'shah. Obviously, the binyan was a binyan l'shah, and from there we see hada amra binyan l'shah binyan. So Yerushalmi concludes, the Yerushalmi gives two explanations. Why was the binyan in the Beis HaMikdash? Why was the binyan in the Midbar considered a binyan or not? The Yerushalmi says two reasons. Either because the explanation, because it was a Pi Hashem, and whatever is done a Pi Hashem automatically falls into the category of not l'shah, not temporary, or indeed it was a binyan l'shah, but a binyan l'shah is considered a binyan. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Beis, one says we clearly see here that it is the opinion of the Yerushalmi that a binyan l'shah have a binyan, but what is the opinion of the Bavli? So he says that certainly it is the opinion of the Bavli. The binyan l'shah loy have that, like the first opinion of the Yerushalmi, and he brings a very nice raya. His raya is from a Gemara earlier in our Masechta. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis discusses the halacha of soiser, and soiser al menas shaloy livnes b'mekaymai. If you demolish something without the intention of rebuilding it on that very spot, only to build it somewhere else, is it considered soiser or not? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishkan. Because where was the soiser in the Mishkan? That they took apart the Mishkan. And when they rebuilt it, they didn't rebuild it on the same spot where they took it apart. So we see that soiser al menas livnos shloi b'mekaymai is also considered soiser. Says the Gemara, it's not a good raya. Because since everything that they did in the Mishkan was al Pi Hashem, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk in the Torah, "Al pi Hashem yachnu, v'al pi Hashem yisou," that's considered soiser amnas levnais from kaimai. So we see, says the Chasam Sofer, that our Gemara subscribes to the concept that since it's al pi Hashem, it's not considered that since it's considered al pi Hashem, it's not considered temporary. The al pi Hashem gives it a level of permanence. So says the Chasam Sofer, if the Yerushalmi quotes two opinions, and the opinion that holds the binyan l'shor lo have a binyan is based on the concept of al pi Hashem yachna v'al pi Hashem yisou, and says the Chasam Sofer, and we find that our Gemara also and the Aflamin Aleph subscribes to that opinion, that's a raya that the Bavli holds like the first opinion of the Yerushalmi, that the first opinion of the Yerushalmi is that Soisa Amanas Livnois so Binyan Lashaw Loy have a Binyan, just the Binyan in the Mishkan was a different situation. Many Achroinim disagree with the Yerushalmi, with the Chasam Sofer, Dar Sameach, and they say that you can't bring a raya from that Gemara. Because we understand, we explain, that's the way Chasam Sofer explains, that the Gemara that says on Daf Lamed Aleph, al pi Hashem yachna, al pi Hashem yisou, that anything that's done under the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically is considered not binyan l'shaw, automatically is considered something permanent, says the Aruch Sameach, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara over there is different. He says that what the Gemara there means to say is that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them at different times to take apart the Mishkan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have very well told them, as he's telling them to take apart the Mishkan, right away to rebuild that Mishkan on the very same spot. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always had that option, we are under the complete control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when it comes to the halacha of Soyser Almanas Livnois, that's why the Gemara says it's considered b'mekoymoy. Because there was always a possibility to write b'mekoymoy, right at the very same spot that they were told to take apart the Mishkan, they would have to rebuild it. But that isn't the raya that the Yerushalmi will hold, that the Bavli will disagree to what the Yerushalmi says. That when it comes to the building, since by definition their entire building was for temporary, because ultimately they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, as far as that's concerned, could be the Bavli will agree with the conclusion of the Yerushalmi that binyan l'shaw have a binyan. There's another raya that the Achroinim bring, that binyan l'shaw loy have a binyan. The Gemara says in Masecht Erevin that nun hay amid beis. Rav Huna says there that if you have a tent city, you have a bunch of people sitting in tents, and we know that the halacha as far as Erev Tchum is, that the entire city is considered like Dalet Amos, and the Tchum begins only after the city ends. The halacha is that these people who are living in the tent cities are not considered living in a permanent dwelling, and therefore their 2,000 Amah measurement doesn't begin from the end of that encampment. It begins from the door of their tents. Asked Rav Chisda, the Dor HaMidbar, in the Midbar they all lived in tents. And we know that they were allowed to walk throughout the entire Machna on Shabbos, even though the Machna was much larger than 2,000 Amos. But if, asked Rav Chisda to Rav Huna, when you live in a tent city, it's considered that it's not considered like you're living in a city, so how could the people in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, walk throughout the entire area? So Rava answers the same pasuk, that since it says al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisou, al pi Hashem yachnu makes that where they're living has a level of permanence. So again we see that whatever is done under the direct direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered permanent. So again, we have a raya that binyan l'shah loy have a binyan. A temporary binyan is indeed not considered a binyan. The midbar is different because al pi Hashem yachnu va pi Hashem yisol. How will the achroinim that disagree with the Chasam Sofer understand that gemara? So they're going to explain that the halachas of tchumim are not the same as other hilchos Shabbos, and there are many other rayas that hilchos tchumim have different gedorim than hilchos melacha, and therefore, even though for tchumim maybe it's considered permanent, that isn't a raya for hilchos binyan. The Chasam Sofer brings one more raya in that tshuva. He quotes the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan on Daf Tes Amud Beis that says the year that Klal Yisrael inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't hold Yom Kippur because they were busy eating and drinking and bringing kabbonis. And they made the following Kal V'chomer. If when the Mishkan was made, which the Mishkan wasn't forever, the halacha was that the Nesiim were allowed to build, and the Nesiim were allowed to bring kabbonis on Shabbos every day of the first day of the first 12 days of Nisan. The Nesiim brought their kabbonis even on Shabbos. So certainly, when it comes to build to the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, which is kedushas olam, certainly they could bring kabbonis on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael was still concerned that maybe that they did the wrong thing, because they can maybe make a difference. There might be a difference between the kabbonis that were brought by the inauguration of the Mishkan versus the kabbonis that were brought by the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. The kabbonis that were brought by the inauguration of the Mishkan all were lemala. There was no eating of those kabbonis. Whereas the kabbonis that were brought by the Mishkan, by the Mikdash, people ate from those kabbonis. Ask the Chasam Sofer, why didn't the Gemara make a simpler raya? Because we find that the Mishkan is Doich Shabbos, says the Chasam Sofer, because every one of the Shivas Yimei Meluim, and by definition, if you have Shivas Yimei Meluim, there's a Shabbos included. Every one of the Shivas Yimei Meluim, Moshe Rabbeinu put up and took down the Mishkan. How could you put up and take down the Mishkan? It's Malach on Shabbos. So that should have been the raya, that the Mishkan has a Kedusha that the Mikdash doesn't have. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Says the Chasam Sofer, the reason the Gemara didn't say that raya is because Moshe Rabbeinu put up and took down the Mishkan every day, and that's a binyan l'shah, and a binyan l'shah, says the Chasam Sofer, l'shitasoi loy have a binyan, and therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the Gemara couldn't bring a raya from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu erected and took down the Mishkan every day. But that isn't considered a malacha anyway, because it's only a binyan l'shah. So again, says the Chasam Sofer, from here we have a raya that the Bavli holds that binyan l'shah loy have a binyan. The Har Tzvi in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon, and when he speaks about the Meleches Boina, says the Chasam Sofer's Raya is not a Raya. Because he says, even according to the Rambam, whose opinion we quoted, the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of the Ritva, that hold, as long as you put something up for Shabbos, it's considered a Maisa Binyan, it has to last the entire Shabbos. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, since every day he put up and took down the Mishkan, even the Rambam would hold that that isn't considered a Maisa Binyan. A Maisa Binyan is only considered a Maisa Binyan if at least for the time that it's standing, it has some level of permanence. But if it has no level of permanence, that it's only going to be there for a couple of hours and then I'm going to put it up and then I'm going to take it down, even the Rambam would agree that that's not considered binyan l'shah. And in fact, there's a very interesting question that the Mefarshim ask on the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam The Ritva, as we keep on repeating, learned Shananah Mishnah, that Binyan L'Shah, B'Shabbos, means that you build something that should last for the duration of Shabbos. So it's a very difficult halacha to understand. Because if I build something Friday night, and according to the Rambam, it has to last for the duration of Shabbos, it has to be able to stand for 24 hours. If I build something an hour before Shabbos is over, it only has to be able to stand for 1 hour. How do we understand the opinion of the Rambam? It could well be that even the Rambam will agree that when the Rambam says it has to last for the duration of Shabbos, he doesn't mean that if I built something 5 minutes before Matzoy Shabbos and it could last those 5 minutes, I was over binyan. The Rambam will agree also that we have to take the subjective attitude of the person into consideration. And if what I did, I intended to keep long term, to have some level of permanence, then it's considered a binyan. The fact that it's 5 minutes before Shabbos is up and it's going to last for those 5 minutes, certainly that wouldn't be considered a ma'aseh binyan. And we have this concept similarly in Hilchos Kosher, that the halacha is that a binyan, that kesher she'eino shel kayoma is not considered kshira, certainly not midaraisa. So the Taz in Simen Shin Yud Zayin teaches us that it depends on what is your intention when you make the kshira. Similarly, the Rambam will agree that if somebody's act is inherently very temporary, even if it's going to last for the balance of Shabbos, if what I'm doing is a very temporary act, that will not be considered a ma'aseh binyan. So where we're up to here is the Chasam Sofer holds, unlike the Yerushalmi, the binyan l'shah loy have a binyan. Dor Sameach, on the other hand, says that the Bavli concurs with the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli will hold that binyan l'shah is considered binyan. There's another raya that binyan l'shah loy have a binyan, and that's based on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Tes Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the tanner, the oven in which they used to put the hot food. And on Erev Shabbos, they would seal it. And the halacha is that on Shabbos, one could take out could break that seal. The halacha is that you're not allowed to be soyser, you're not allowed to break the seal on Shabbos. So how does the Shulchan Aruch say that we could open up that seal? The answer is, since it was built temporarily, it was only made to be there temporarily until I take out the food on Shabbos, that's why it's considered a binyan l'shah, and a binyan l'shah I have a binyan. How will the Or Sameach explain that halacha? He's going to have to explain that there the reason you're allowed to take off the seal is not because you're allowed to break it, and binyan l'shah I have a binyan, so it's not considered that it was ever built. He's going to hold that opening up a seal is considered like opening up a door. And just like opening up a door is not considered a maisa stira, opening up a seal is not considered a maisa stira either. There's another raya from the Prima Godem. He wants to bring a raya that the Rambam himself will agree that something that's done on a very temporary basis is not considered a malach on Shabbos. We learned earlier in the Masechta a machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. Why is somebody chayiv if he shechts an animal on Shabbos? Shmuel says because of Netilas Neshama. And Rav says because of Tzeveya. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, paskins like Shmuel. Hashoychet chayiv Mishum Netilas Neshama. Why doesn't he paskin like Rav? Isn't the halacha like Rav Yisurim? So says the Prima Godem in a Sefer Rosh Yosef. Because what's the tzaveya? That there's red blood on the neck of the animal. But that, by definition, is extremely, extremely temporary. And the Rambam agrees that something which is temporary is not considered a melacha on Shabbos, and therefore will not be considered a ma'aseh binyan. Where does this question come up? So as we said, the first place that we find this question comes up is in the issue of opening up an umbrella on Shabbos. And the Chasam Sofer, based on his opinion that we just extensively explained, that he holds the binyan l'shah lo have a binyan, and certainly when somebody opens up an umbrella, it is not his intention to leave it there permanently. Therefore, the halacha is, says the Chasam Sofer, you could open and close an umbrella on Shabbos. The Noid Yehuda disagrees. The Noid Yehuda holds that binyan l'shah is considered a binyan, and if he holds opening an umbrella is, even though it's a binyan l'shah, but if you hold binyan l'shah like the Yerushalmi have a binyan, you should be usher to open the umbrella on Shabbos. Interesting to note that the Mishnah Berura in Simen Shin Tezvav discusses this issue of opening the umbrella on Shabbos, and he quotes the opinion of the Noid Yehuda, but he also gives reasons, as we have given reason, that since it's a binyan arai, since it's something which is very temporary, you should be allowed to open it. But the Mishnah Berurah himself says that it's better even shayman nafshay, to quote the words of the Mishnah Berurah there in the Bi'ur Halacha, hashayman nafshay yichuk mezemiyay. On the other hand, there's a question asked by the Tehillah L'David. The minig in many shuls is on Yom Kippur, they spread out a talis when they call up the Chasam Torah and they call up the Chasam Bereishis. So we think about the spreading out of that talis. It has all of the characteristics of an oil. There are people standing on the side and holding the talis on top. So you have a roof and you have walls. Why is that not considered binyan b'Shabbos? So the Tehillah L'David says, since there's no purpose, you're not building that to protect you, not like an umbrella, which is made to protect you from the rain. Here, the roof serves no protection, doesn't serve to protect you. And certainly, it's extremely temporary. Here, and as we explained, even the Rambam would agree with this. When something is done extremely temporarily, even the Rambam will agree that that's not considered a ma'aseh binyan. Another place where this question comes up is the question, is one allowed to allow his children to play with Lego on Shabbos? Because what happens? You put together the pieces of Lego and you put them together, but then you take them apart. So I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef, the Sefer Chazoi Rav Avadya, and Hilchas Boina, Simon Sif Ches says, Mutar laharshus lebonim haktanim shloigiyu lemitzis lesachik b'shabnes b'avnei pela. One may allow his children to play in Shabbos with Lego, shemechabim nosei zu b'zu, that they're connected, voisin nosei b'kturis bayis or migdal kiyot b'zeh, they make all sorts of constructions, v'ein b'zeh m'shum boina, it's not considered boina. And then he says, v'kein mutar lehem lachsul lefarkim b'shabnes, they could be taken apart. In fact, not only may they be taken apart, it's probably better that they should be taken apart, because the more permanent it is, the more of a shaila you'll have. And similarly, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi and Perik Tezayin Sif Yud Ches says that you're allowed to allow children to play with Lego on Shabbos. And he quotes there in Ha'orah Nun Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, since it's not made to be kept permanently, and anything that's not made to be kept permanently is not considered a ma'aseh binyan. He says, certainly, if it's children, young children, we could certainly be more lenient in allowing them to play and construct Lego on Shabbos. Why? because a binyan was shul, I have a binyan. But this concept that we're discussing, when the binyan is not a full-fledged binyan, is it or is it not considered a malachas bina, has one more very interesting point to be made. And that is, there's a very famous machloikis between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach about putting on electricity on Shabbos. Is that considered a ma'aser binyan or not? It's the Chazon Ish held that putting on electricity on Shabbos is considered a binyan because you're closing a circuit. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Aleph disagrees. And he says that the definition of binyan is only when you build something that could have the ability to stand on its own. Like Rashi taught us. Binyan hamiskayim. It has to be a binyan that could stand. The Rambam holds that it has to be able to stand at least for the duration of Shabbos. And Rashi holds it has to stand even longer. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Michel Shlomo, since electricity constantly needs more energy constantly fed in to keep your circuit going, so it's not just you're creating the binyan. You're relying on an outside energy source to have this binyan. That is not considered a ma'aser binyan. The Chazon Ish, in disagreeing with Rav Shlomo Zalman, says it makes a difference what is the outside source I'm relying on. He says, if indeed the outside source you were relying on were a person, he says he would agree with Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says the reason he disagrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman, because it's not a person that keeps the electricity going, it's the source of energy that's constantly being fed in to this electric company. Since that's something constant and it's not in human hands, that's why he says the Chazon Ish, my act of binyan is considered an act of binyan. But what we see here, that even the Chazon Ish and certainly Rav Shlomo Zalman are of the opinion that any act of binyan that's lacking that level of permanence, till now we've been speaking because it can't last that long. Now we're adding a new dimension because it's not just me who's making it happen. I'm relying on an outside source to make it happen. All of that is in the category of not considered of ma'aser binyan.